Greetings and welcome to The End, last week, this week, and next week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Ivo Terra. Let's get into this, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 46th, highlighted just four shows in the season finales and finished series section, and only one of them wrapped in the last few days. Better Men Elsewhere, a dramatized rural fantasy from Chiral Studios, released the season one finale today, July 20th. There are 11 episodes in that first season. Give yourself 5.5 hours to listen to the show, which, by the way, was an official selection of both New Jersey Webfest and Minnesota Webfest. And listen all the way to the end of this audio file to hear this show's trailer.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for audio fiction I personally love, and with all things in life, your mileage may vary. Up first is a show that, honestly, I never thought I'd get to feature here on The End. It's The Truth, a dramatized fiction anthology from Jonathan Mitchell and Radiotopia. The Truth has been a staple and shining example of fiction podcasting since 2012. But the realities of today's economy have forced Jonathan to put the show on indefinite hiatus. So while I'm hopeful it will return, I'm also a realist. Still, I think you should listen. Here's a snippet from the first episode released way back in February of 2012.
Now the first moon landing, the way we remember it, seems almost preordained. But back then, they didn't know what was going to happen. As their crewmate Michael Collins orbited the moon, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin dropped to the surface on their ship's maiden voyage, into a rocky landscape littered with craters, with gravity that was unfamiliar and untested. What if they crashed?
Buzz, you okay?
Yeah. You okay?
I'm fine. Houston, this is Eagle. Do you copy?
What's our orientation?
Appears that we are horizontal.
Yeah, feels like that.
Houston, this is Eagle. Do you copy?
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
I can't tell if we're transmitting or not.
What about Mike? Try him.
Columbia, this is Eagle. Do you copy?
That's not like computers just reading gibberish.
Are you there, Mike? Can you give me a fuel reading?
And Ascent 1 fuel and oxidizers are reading 0 PSI. And wait, now it's 8 PSI, now it's 4. It's going all over the place, you know. Air pressure's dropping rapidly.
Do we have a meter reading on that?
Looks like 7 or 8 minutes till there's no air left in this thing.
Okay, verify LM suit, circuit 36 to 43.
That's verified.
Let's get these helmets on.
Can you hear me okay, Buck? A little weak, Neil. Yep, we got antennas down and not really good, is it? Okay. Nose is up. We'll put my antenna up.
Okay, how do you read now?
Okay. You read me all right?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Getting anything from them now?
Houston, this is Eagle. Do you copy? Still nothing.
Felt like we hit a crater and just spun around.
Yeah, it was a really rough crater.
Went in doubt land long, huh?
I was busy worrying about those program alarms.
Right. The hell's a 1202, right?
They said we were good, and that was fine.
Roger.
How's the cabin pressure?
That looks like we're clear.
You go first, Buzz.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're in a better position at this point.
All right. The frame's intact. Okay. Latch is open.
Okay. Here, Buzz, take my camera.
Good thinking.
I want to make sure we get pictures of the crash.
The Truth has 192 episodes. Each episode is standalone, but give yourself a whopping 72 hours to get through all of them. You won't be disappointed. My next recommendation is The Timekeeper, Win or Die, a dramatized horror thriller from Heart Starts Pounding. According to the episodes, the fictional game the show is based on will kill you. I can happily report, however, that the production of this fiction podcast will certainly entertain you. Here's the trailer.
You ever heard about Shady Pines?
Research place out by Borden.
The guy running it goes insane. Locks everyone inside, sets the whole place on fire, burns them all alive.
What does that have to do with the game?
The game is Shady Pines.
Good, I was scared there for a second with the lightning and the creepy murder ghost game.
Just pause it. There is no pause. There is play or do not play. I stop playing, clock starts ticking.
What, you have to play until you beat it?
Exactly.
Tim's missing.
You think it has something to do with the game?
Yes.
No,
it's just a game.
How does it know who's playing?
Ghosts.
It's not ghosts.
And what is it?
The timekeeper is always watching.
The timekeeper doesn't exist.
Fairchild says the people he worked with called him the timekeeper.
Fairchild is dead.
He takes your days. He takes your nights. And then he takes your life. He's always watching.
Everyone who plays this game dies or disappears.
It's just a game, G.
I thought I was the only one at risk because I was the only one playing, but now I don't know.
We need to get to Shady Pines and get the server back on.
We have to destroy it. No one else can ever play.
If you don't play, you die.
And if you do play, you die.
Heart Starts Pounding presents The Timekeeper, a 4-episode event premiering on April 6th. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Timekeeper, Win or Die, is a complete tale with 4 episodes that you can consume in just over 2 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 2 entries in the new Season's Coming Soon section, but neither of them starts next week, which means I get to use this section once again to ask you, the dedicated listener of this podcast and reader of the newsletter, to consider supporting my efforts if you've the means to do so. Look, I run this newsletter as a labor of love, but this global recession we're in has, in the last few weeks at least, significantly impacted my livelihood. Not in danger of sleeping on the streets anytime soon, but I am forced to spend more time on revenue-generating projects so I can claw back some of those losses. So again, if you can support this show, please visit theend.fyi/support for all of your options. And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 46th issue of The End, including links to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. Now for the extra trailers. Better Men Elsewhere.
Jason, good. Glad you could make it.
You're the new guy, right?
Yes, sir.
You're the prisoner Yusuf agreed to host.
The prisoner that was transferred to Coventry today. The one staying at Lucia's hostel with Finn.
Jason, why are you here?
It's none of your business.
You're here today because I believe in second chances. I believe in rising above what everyone else has decided for you.
We got better things to do than babysit you.
Let me make one thing clear. I am not your maid. I am your warden.
If I found out you tried to pull anything funny on any of these lovely folks, you'll find that knife lodged in your throat. You hear me?
Everyone in this town plays their stupid games. No one is honest. No one cares. No one thinks about anyone else except for themselves.
I feel like I'm being passed around like some specimen.
It's an invasion of privacy. But that's a right you've lost. And the sooner you help us out, the sooner you can get that back.
I've laid out your options quite clearly, if you ask me. You always have a choice.
Do you know why you're here right now? Because you chose to be here.
Despite everything that you've done, whatever it may be, there's a real person underneath all that violence and distrust.
There are no good men in Coventry. There are better men elsewhere. You don't belong with them. You're already home.
Better Men Elsewhere. Available now, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Better Men Elsewhere, a dramatized rural fantasy from Chiral Studios, has reached the end of the first season. That's it for the extra trailers. Once again, I am Evo Terra for The End. Cheers.